On July 27, 1996, a bombing in Atlanta, Georgia, killed one person and wounded over 100. So-called faithful people do some awfully unfaithful acts of violence. Atlanta, Georgia. My dear mother, may her memory always be cherished, gave me lots of good advice as I was growing up. To wit, study and work hard, eat your pierogies, and never engage in chats about religion or politics. Mom, I've tried to follow your wise words. I have definitely worked hard over the past 40 years to get where I am today. I still eat pierogies, even though the ones that I consume will never hold a candle to the ones that you made. If you've ever tried Olive or Olga Gursky's, nay Kozlik's, pierogies and halupchi, cabbage rolls, you have tasted heaven. It is on the third part where I have failed. Not only did I engage in discussions on religion and politics, but I made it my career. And I went even further. I worked in counterterrorism, where the two are inextricably linked. Sorry, Mom. My specialty, Islamist terrorism, is an unholy alliance of religion, politics, and extreme violence. There are those who maintain we should not call this Islamist terrorism. They are wrong. It is what it is. Calling it something else does not take away from its reality. But jihadis are not the only ones who kill in the name of blank. Fill that blank in with your favorite deity. As I wrote in my most recent book, When Religion Kills, every religion has its adherents who are convinced that their God is okay with, or worse, demands, violence. Today's featured attack is a case in point. On this day in 1996, a bomb went off in Atlanta's crowded Centennial Olympic Park, jammed with Americans gathered to watch the 1996 games in the Georgian capital city. A woman who had brought her daughter along was killed, and more than 100 were injured. Several more bombs went off subsequently in the state and in neighboring Alabama, killing a police officer and wounding scores. Following a five-year FBI manhunt, the main suspect, Eric Robert Rudolph, was arrested in North Carolina. He had stashed another 250 pounds, so about 110 kilos, of dynamite to be used in future attacks. As for his motive, well, let him tell his own story. Quote, in the summer of 1996, the world converged upon Atlanta for the Olympic Games. Under the protection and auspices of the regime in Washington, millions of people came to celebrate the ideals of global socialism. Multinational corporations spent billions of dollars, and Washington organized an army of security to protect these best of all games. Even though the conception and the purpose of the so-called Olympic movement is to promote the values of global socialism, as perfectly expressed in the song Imagine by John Lennon, which was the theme of the 96 Games, even though the purpose of the Olympics is to promote these ideals, the purpose of the attack on July 27 was to confound, anger, and embarrass the Washington government in the eyes of the world for, here's the important part, its abominable sanctioning of abortion on demand. The plan was to force the cancellation of the games, or at least to create a state of insecurity in order to empty the streets around the venues and thereby eat into the vast amounts of money that had been invested in them. Unquote. Rudolph was believed to be a member of the Christian Identity Movement, which asserts that Northern European whites are the direct descendants of the lost tribes of Israel, I'm not making this up, and which holds the view that those who are not white Christians cannot be saved. If that's not Christian extremism, I don't know what is. He is now serving four consecutive life sentences for his crimes. A man who thought that blowing up people was quote-unquote Christian, go figure.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.